Joining us now is a pleasure to introduce my next guest. You hear him here frequently, I would say. Former congressman, gubernatorial candidate, all-around good guy, even though he's a Democrat, Parker Griffith, joins us on the line. Congressman, how are you this morning?
Great, Jeff. I'm doing good. It's good to hear your voice, and I'm glad everyone's feeling well down there or recovering. We're doing fairly well up here in North Alabama. Marshall County, which is our county to the east of us, a little bit south, it's having its problems. And our major hospital here, Hustle Hospital, is getting full. Its intensive care units are getting full. So I don't know whether we're going to see another surge here in the December, the Christmas season, but it certainly looks like we might.
I cannot see a scenario where there's another shutdown in Alabama. I think Ivy coming around and being a part of that rollout with the BCA saying, you know, keep Alabama open, that they learned their lesson. They're not going to do that again. And there'll probably be some big time pressure, I would say, from what looks to be is probably going to be the Biden administration to shut down in some places like they are in New York and California. I don't think it'll happen.
No, I don't think so either. We're doing what I consider pretty well here. I mean, people are masked up. They're being careful. And I don't think it's necessary to shut down because I don't think that's going to accomplish what you'd want to accomplish. Yeah, we've still got some churches are open and have quite a following. So it's hard to tighten up a loose ship, so to speak. So I doubt seriously that there'll be a shutdown here.
Yeah, and there's going to be, like I said, I think there's going to be enormous pressure to shut down. But that experience did not go so well the first time, and you lost so many businesses. That there's going to be, I think, a real reluctance to do that. But let's move on to other things. One of the things I find compelling, look, through this whole ordeal since Election Day, we've only seen Joe Biden a few times, but also Pelosi not quite as prominent as she was. She was like on TV 2-3 times a day going into the election. I think she's in trouble. I think she's in real trouble in the House, because, you know, once they start putting up bills and voting on stuff and some of these members aren't getting their way, then there's going to be the nerves are going to be free. Right now, everybody's happy, excited about the election outcome. Once we get into next year, she's in trouble in keeping that caucus together.
Well, I certainly agree. And I think she has some major responsibility for the poor showing that, and considering the amount of money that she spent and the strategies that she used, it was not effective. She basically did not accomplish what she said she was going to. And, of course, my position on Speaker Pelosi is that she should have gone home several years ago. And I think she's in trouble as well. I think there'll be a lot of fracture in the Democratic caucus. Of course, the Democrats are always fractured. I mean, they've got the LGBTQ, they've got the Black Caucus, they've got the Environmental Caucus, they've got the, good God, no telling how many caucuses they've got, and it's always been very difficult to herd the Democratic cats. It's amazing that she's been able to stay as long as she has, but there's no bench. There's no one or two people that look like they're ready to take her place. It's such a fractured group. They're strong in some ways, but the diversity of the Democrats that makes it weak. It's a lot easier to be a Republican than it is to be a Democrat. It's really hard.
Well, I mean, are Democrats kind of going through what Republicans went through 10 years ago with the Tea Party and this purity test? Boehner ultimately lost his speakership. because he kept getting his speakership. I mean, the Democrats, they were going to have to go through that. And the glue that kept the Democrats together, I think, over the last 4 years at least, was this the scary anti-Trump sentiment. You know, that's not going to be there for him anymore.
No, it's not. And so I don't know what's going to keep them together. I think that interesting story about when you mentioned Boehner. When I was talking to Boehner one day in his office some 10 years ago, and he was expressing to me, he said, if you think, and I was a lame duck, I'd already been beat, and the Tea Party, he said, if you think what you're seeing now, wait and see who's going to come in here. These people are unbelievable. He said, even now, when I want to see Obama, I've got to hide in the back seat of my SUV, because none of my Republican study conference people want me to even be seen with the president. I mean, that's how bitter and polarized things are, and I don't think it's going to change much with Biden, although he says he can work with everyone and can get across the aisle. I don't think McConnell's going to allow it, and I think Pelosi's too weak right now to get everybody together.
Well, let me offer you this, and I want to see what you think. No matter who is president, and it's probably, it's more than likely it's going to be Joe Biden. This is not going to be a time. It's not going to be an ideal time to be president. Not that there ever is the quote unquote ideal time, but you're going to have half the country believing you're not legitimate, no matter what. They're just not going to see the election is legitimate. Congress is split right now, and I think whoever's in charge in the White House, Republican or Democrat, the party out of power is going to have big gains in 22. So you got that. Your first 100 days, I think the moment you're sworn in, you're going to be somewhat of a lame duck. So, I say this, and I get a lot of pushback from it. And I know you always want to be president. I get that. But as Republicans, as conservatives, I think we would be better off picking up some gains in 22. And then if Donald Trump runs again, or if it's another one of these Trump proteges or whatever in 2024, well, who's going to beat Donald Trump in a Republican primary, first off? But you're going to be better off if you can win the White House in 24. And they go on in 25, and you have Congress in your back pocket, you're in a better position in 2025 than you would be in 2021.
Yeah, and to look at this thing from a businessman standpoint and a conservative businessman, which I am, Congress is becoming irrelevant. They're playing politics, and it's interesting, and we're involved in it. But their inability to get anything done is really has a huge impact on whether people think Congress is important. What we really have going for us here in America is we're hydrocarbon positive. Our energy resources are really, really good. Interest rates are really, really low. We're still a very entrepreneurial, creative country. And so we're going to watch these bozos play politics in D.C. McConnell, little turkey buzzard McConnell. Then we got little Pelosi. We're sick of them. America is sick of them. Now, the Trump supporters, I mean, Trump has become a religion, and so he's worshipped. And so you're not going to change anybody's mind there. But I don't think anybody really cares. They're caring more about the economy, how it's handled, and they're sick to death of politicians because they can't get anything done. But I think your point's well made. If Trump decides to run, if he hadn't been institutionalized, if he decides to run, nobody's going to beat him in a primary.
I mean, really, the tension has to be for Congress to be more relevant, and I think they're okay with, a lot of members of Congress are okay with status quo, but you need this dynamic where it's the executive versus the legislative branch instead of Republican versus Democrat. As long as you have Republican versus Democrat, then a divided legislature is never going to be a powerful force in the federal government. Yeah. But and that's fine with me. It's conservative. But if you really want, if Congress really wants to be relevant, as you say, there's going to have to be more willingness to work together and see that that world's most exclusive club, U.S. Senate, to be more, lack of a better. It's going to have to be bipartisan. It's got to be Team Senate and Team House versus Team White House. Otherwise, it's divided. They fall right.
Yeah, well, Jeff, you're absolutely right. I completely agree with you. I think the thing that could change America for the better is going to have something to do with China, Russia, foreign policy, Iran. We've put those on the. Trump was not able to do much with that. His style of diplomacy just did not work. North Korea is still doing what it's always done. Iran's doing what it's always done. China's doing what it's always done. Russia's loving the paralysis in America. Something's got to give there. We can't isolate ourselves out of trouble. I think the trouble is there. I think we're going to have to confront it. Now, what kind of crisis that creates and how America comes together during that crisis, I think it will be positive because we're still very, 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 a very, very strong country, but we need desperately need some leadership. I think Biden may have selected some pretty good foreign policy people. They're seasoned and they know the ropes and they know who they'll be dealing with. I think that's the part of the future in the next 2 or 3 years that I think will make a huge difference to what and how America thinks about itself. But Congress is they're losers.
Give me your perspective on the Democratic Party, because the guys that interact with this show our last guest, I don't know if you remember Baron Coleman, but they think that the Democratic Party is so far left and progressive. The moment they get the opportunity, if these two Senate seats go Democrats' way in January, then it's over for Republicans. Democrats are they're not going to do this incremental change. They're going to do wholesale changes right away. Do Democrats see that as like a reasonable way of proceeding?
No, I think anybody that understands how the government works in D.C. knows that will not be the case. You've got to remember that President Trump was unable to do much with the legislature. Most of Trump's changes were executive orders. Yeah, he did not legislate, or he did not convince the legislature to do what he would like to do. He was not even able to repeal the Affordable Care Act when he had theoretically had the vote. I think the Democrats will find the same. I don't think there'll be any radical changes. I think there'll be efforts to improve health care. There'll be efforts to have a better foreign policy. But the scare tactics of, oh, woe is me, the AOC and the squad's going to come in and take over America, that's all BS. That won't happen, can't happen. Nobody wants it to happen. And the powers that be in D.C. Don't act that way. That's not how America works.
Carson, we got to leave it there. We're out of time. But thanks for making time for us this morning. Let's do it again real soon.
You bet, Jeff. You guys stay safe.
All right, thanks. That was former Congressman Parker Griffith.